was war. Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasyadi mahi Iyoyona prachodaya Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyo yona prachodaya Om Bhurbhu Vasvaha Tatsavitu vareniyam Bargo devasya dimahi Diyo
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. It's Sunday night and it's time for the meditation show with Andy Spragg from the Sangha House. Andy, first, for those that haven't heard the show before, who are you? What are you, Sangha House?
Hi, Darren. Yes, I'm Andy. I'm one of the directors of the house with my wife, Denise. And the house is a holistic health centre. We practice all sorts of things, yoga, tai chi, meditation, and lots of one-to-one therapies, different types of massage, hypnotherapy, acupuncture, and stuff like that.
A lot of what you do, in fact, most of what you do is based around the Buddhist faith, isn't it, when you are a Buddhist? And we are going into a period of 8 weeks now where we're going to focus on the eight steps of Buddhism.
That's right. We're looking at something called the Noble Eightfold Path. It's a key part of Buddhist practice. Yes, there are eight steps, but actually we don't approach them from an individual perspective. They all support each other. And over the 8 weeks, you'll begin to see why.
Okay, so we'll go with step one today, which is what?
Well, step one is part of what we call the wisdom group, and it's right view. So there are three groups, actually. There's right view and right intent, which are wisdom. Then you've got right effort, right mindfulness, right concentration, which is the concentration group. And then you've got right speech, right action, right livelihood, which is the moral and ethical group. So we kick off with the wisdom group, right view tonight.
So what exactly does that mean then?
Well, if you're going on a journey, you need to know where you're headed. So if we were, say, travelling up north somewhere, we need to know where up north, Edinburgh, for example. So we can look at our right view as our general destination for where we want our life to go. This is an opportunity to really step back and look at where we're headed from a spiritual perspective. So we're not looking at monetary gain here, what we want to achieve with our careers. We're looking for where we're headed spiritually, what that means to us, what our life is about. You know, at the end of our lives, when we look back, generally very few of us look back and go, God, I wish I'd spent more time in the office. Actually, we look back with pride at the things we've done, the changes we've made. So this is a real opportunity for us to step back and look, see which direction we're going in, basically.
And how will this work in terms of the meditation for somebody listening for the first time?
Do make sure, this is a very important meditation, so do make sure you are giving yourself time. So find yourself a quiet space, shut the door, make sure you're comfortable. So find a good seat that you can just relax in. It's going to last about 40 minutes. I'm going to talk you through it, so there's no need to remember anything. Just sit, just relax. Nice upright spine will help freshen the mind. Turn your phone off. Let your family know this is your time. One bit of advice for this particular meditation, I would have a pen and paper handy at the end so that you can note anything that comes up, basically.
Okay, and we'll start the meditation in a few moments. First, let's kind of ease you into it with some music.
Hold no blade to stem me in the back, and I know that this though
This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You're listening to The Meditation Show with Andy Spragg from the Sanger House. And this evening we're going to start to look at this structured approach to our practice, if you like, called the Eightfold Path. And we're going to start with the first step on the path, which is right view. So this next 8 weeks actually is going to be using a more sort of contemplative approach to meditation. It can really help us to look at every aspect of our lives actually, how we're approaching it from our mental state and our mental space. And let us review our lives, if you like, and see what changes we'd like to make. The right view is actually a really important aspect of this because it lets us set aside time, lets us really step back and look at our main aspirations for life, if you like. Now, when we do this, we don't come at it from a material perspective. What we're looking at here is, of course, our spiritual growth, if you like, which direction we want to head. And it's going to underpin all the other seven steps, which is why it's important. And as I said to Darren earlier, you can view this as a journey, obviously. It's an eightfold path. And the right view you can view as the culmination of the path. In other words, the final destination. So we can really think about that from the perspective of our lives so that we know the general direction we're headed. We've got to know where we're aiming to get to. I always think it's good to actually try to write down what we're expressing, what we're thinking about. So in this meditation, you might like to have a pen and paper just handy for the end of the meditation, so that any thoughts that come up, any ideas in your contemplation, you can actually note down. Because then you can actually turn that into your own personal little saying or mantra, which will help you each day. You know, if you put that by the side of your bed in the morning when you wake up, you'll see it. You won't even need to read it because you'll know it. You wrote it, after all. And it'll just remind you to dedicate that day to your continuing journey to that aspiration. So what does that look like? Right view. Well, I think in our hearts, we all know what's right and what's wrong. Actually, I think we are born with an intuitive knowledge of what's right and wrong. We know what lies are, and we know not to tell them. We know when we're telling them. We know not to take things that haven't been offered to us, and that can work in many ways. So we can look at our right view and just establish what we're going to dedicate our lives for. As a Buddhist, each morning I personally attempt to set out an intention to not harm anyone or anything during the day. It is the one intention that I know I will fail at on a daily basis, because in order to avoid harming one person, I end up harming another. But provided the intent is there to follow that approach, then it's got to be right. So that's my personal aspiration. So keep it simple. Decide what you want to be, what you want to do, from a spiritual perspective. Your right view will not be a static thing. As you go through your life, you will discover that you start to explore this right view on many levels, and it will become honed, just the same as any journey. As we hone in on our destination, at the start when we set out, we know roughly it's maybe in the north. We might even know we're heading for Edinburgh. As we start to get close, we've got to think about the street addresses and the individual house number that we're heading for. But when we head out at the start, it's enough to know that we've got to head north towards Edinburgh. So it will change. It will hone down. And that's okay. We've got to be flexible with these things. As our understanding of our practice deepens, so does our right view. But we've got to start somewhere. That's what we're going to do with this meditation. So I'm going to lead you through the body scan, and then we're going to come to the breath to establish a gentle sense of concentration. Do that for a short while. And then we're going to let the breath go and just follow a practice of just sitting. And while you're sitting here, just gently contemplate your life. Particularly the times where you felt you were on track, heading in the right direction. And just let that come without any particular agenda. Just sit and see what arises. This won't all happen in one sitting, actually. The establishment of our right view may take many weeks, many months. What I'm recommending here is that we start this evening, and then each day you do your own practice for the next week. Just sitting, just thinking about your life and your view, and try to establish what your personal story is, so that by the end of the week, you've got some idea of the direction your life is heading, and you can write that down and establish your personal mantra. Okay. So first of all, let's set ourselves up in the meditation. So make sure your phone's off and you're not going to be disturbed. Shut the door and think about your posture and your sitting. So nice, comfortable seat. If you sat on the floor on a cushion, just gently contact with the ground. And if you're on a chair, have your hands resting gently on your thighs or your knees. But in all cases, you want your spine nice and upright. a sense of strength in the spine. So not ramrod straight, just gentle alignment, which will help bring a freshness into the mind. So settling down, gently close your eyes and have your gaze slightly downcast. Just experience the room around you for a moment. Gently settling in. Just feeling the ground supporting you, space around you. And a knowledge in your mind that you're dedicating this time to your practice. This is your opportunity. We're going to start with a body scan. So gently take your awareness, your mind, down into your feet. Feeling that connection with the ground. Feeling the muscles and the sinews. Soft, tingling energy, sparks of life on the surface of the skin. Feel as much as you can. Working across the soles of the feet, cross up over the heel, and then working up through the ankle bones, relaxed, gentle concentration on all of the sensations you can feel. Really getting in touch. Just pure awareness of the body. Notice how the mind playfully pulls you away. Gently bring it back to wherever we've got to. Then we work up through the shins and the calf muscles. Any tension, just let it go. Let it melt away. Working up into the knees. Explore the knees, the kneecaps, behind the knee joint, inside. As we travel, we might come across little bits of pain, discomfort. Just notice your reaction to these. And instead of tensing and pushing them away, just offer the area a sense of gentle friendship. Try to let go of the tension that surrounds the area. When we work up along the thighs and the hamstrings, you can feel the contact of your clothing. And feel the gentle pressure of your hands resting on them. And we work up into the sitting bones, settling into the seat. Relaxing down. Contacting with the earth. Nice and safe. Now as you settle, just allow the head to float up. And feel that sense of strength coming into the posture. Now, as you do this, you may find the mind becomes fresher. When our posture is strong, our mind is fresher. So use this as an opportunity to set some intent to stay with the practice, to not get distracted, stay present. Now we're going to look at emotions, not the thoughts behind them, but the raw physical sensation of emotion itself, so important in our meditation. So take your awareness into the stomach and heart space. This is where they sit. Feel the physical sensation of emotion. What's going on? How do you feel? Don't push anything away. Whatever's there, notice it. Take an interest in how it feels. And come up into the shoulders. And let go of tension there. Let it melt out. Take the awareness down the arms, down the upper arms, over the elbows, down the forearms, and down into the hands and the fingers. These hands, they express us through our lives. We carry out actions with them. Our right view gets expressed through these hands. Come back up to the head. We really have to open our awareness here to find sensations across the scalp. But if we really tune in and concentrate, we can find them. See what's going on. And come into the face. Again, the expression of our views is conveyed through our faces. So this will be carrying our right view into the world. We'll be connecting with the world. Soften the face. Lots of tension can be carried in the face, so let it go. Imagine the soft, compassionate gaze behind the eyes. Gentle smile on the lips. Bring all of these sensations together. Sitting in your space. This is your time. Dedicate it to your life. Find out which way you're headed. Turn your awareness to your breath. Feel the breath wherever it's most obvious to you. That might be deep down in the belly. Could be in the chest or the tip of the nose where the breath enters and leaves. So just investigate. Take some breaths. See where it is. Where is your breath? You're going to center your mind there in that space. Just the physical sensation of the breath for a short while. As you gently breathe, on the out breath, just hear the word calm echo through the mind and settle in the body. Letting the word work its magic, bringing a deep sense of calm into your meditation. No thinking, just awareness on the breath. thoughts will come. When they do, let them pass like clouds in the sky and just gently come back to the breath. Calm on each out breath. Just the breath. Gentle concentration, just on the breath. Calm. Where is your mind? Where is your awareness? Let it gently rest on the breath. Nothing else matters right now. Breathing gently on each out-breath. Calm. Go into the breath. Look at the boundary between the in-breath and the out-breath. The subtle flow of the air as it transitions between an in-breath and an out-breath. What's that like? Calm. Now gently turn your awareness away from the breath. With your eyes still shut, lift your gaze as if you're gazing up at the evening stars. You may find this gives a widening to your awareness, an opening of the mind. So, first of all, just tune into your experience, feeling that soft space around you. Just tune into the nature of mind. How big is it? Feel its expansiveness. Even here, little thoughts may try to trickle through. Just notice them. Turn away from them. Just experience mind. And with this attitude of gentle open-mindedness, I'm just going to drop some questions into your meditation. Don't try and answer them with thinking. Just experience the question. Just see how the mind feels. Gentle contemplation. Where are you headed? What would you like your life to be about? What are your spiritual aspirations? To connect? To ease suffering? To help people? Where are you headed? Pay attention to your emotions. Pay attention to your emotional reaction to what's going on in the mind. Feel emotional interest in your sense of direction. Where are you headed? Where are you going? Right view. Gently relax your concentration. Bring your awareness back into the space.
and just sit for a while, see what conclusions come up. And please don't worry if this is just a big old blank. This stuff requires development, cultivation. Sitting each day, gradually the answers come. So if you have a piece of paper and a pen, anything that's come up, just note it down. One or two words. Keep it short, keep it simple. Where are you headed? This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM. You've been listening to The Meditation Show with Andy Spragg. I'll be back next week and we'll look at the next stage on the path, on the Noble Eightfold Path, which is a right intention. Have a lovely week. Do practice if you can and see what comes up. Take care. Bye for now.